Hour number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're live at Circa Sports up at the Mint at Kentucky Downs. And now we say hello to our favorite forever Titans wide receiver, Chris Sanders, who is on the line with us. Chris, what's going on?
Man, what's going on? How y'all brothers doing? Y'all doing good?
We're good, man. We're good. Appreciate you doing this. Mike Vrabel, coach of the year again.
Oh, man, what?
This time with the New England Patriots. You knew him, played with him at Ohio State. I mean, look, this should be no surprise what his team did up there this year. And he was obviously very graceful in accepting the award and saying it was a team effort. But Vrabes gets coach of the year again.
I think it's cool because the thing about it is I watched him at Ohio State and he doesn't take no for an answer. So when he got fired a couple of years ago and then he stayed out of football, he came back with a different appreciation but with a different attitude to prove everybody wrong that he can be a great head coach. He came to, the Tennessee Titans a while ago, changed that situation around. In a couple of years it didn't went well, so now he gets fired. And now he sits out to do some reflection of what he can do better, and it's actually showing to what he's doing with his team. So I think it's a great job. I think it's awesome that he did this because, man, he's a builder of men, and that's what you want as a head coach.
I think one thing that Titans fans, and I mean I'm guilty of it, have done, though, is they look at the Patriots and what they did this year with the second-year quarterback, had $100 million in cap space, had the fourth overall pick built around him, and now and they brought in – Vrabel brought in the right offensive coordinator and Josh McDaniels to work with Drake May. Well, now you look at Robert Saleh bringing in Brian Daboll to work with Cam Ward, and you have $100 million in cap space and the fourth overall pick. So how do you use those assets and actually build around him and try and turn this thing around?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing, though. You can get the greatest coaches, the greatest linemen, the great wide receiver, the greatest coordinator, the greatest deep coordinator, but if everybody doesn't believe and be on the same page, it's not going to work. Because if you look at the New England Patriots, how many superstars do they have on defense? We can't name them. We can't name them because you have guys that understand their roles. You have guys that understand that, okay, I know we have a superstar in our quarterback, but my role is just as important as the quarterback. So, you got a situation to where you have with Cam Ward, you have two great coaches, you have a great OC, you have a great defensive coordinator, but everybody has to not buy in, but trust in. We always talk about guys buying in. Everybody can buy in when it's good, but can you trust in when you're trusting in the process? So if you can actually have 69 guys doing that and you have a coaching staff in the front office doing that, then you have a recipe for success.
Amen with that. Chris Sanders is on the Chase the Big Joe
What's
show.
Up, my guy.
How you doing, brother? All right. No, I got no music for you, man, because I'm lazy.
No worry.
That's good. Hey, let me ask you. Last night I'm watching the NFL honors, and, Puka Nacua's there and Tet McMillan from the Panthers. How do you like this new group of young receivers, under 25-year-old receivers across the NFL? And I know your generation was great, but I'm telling you, Chris, this generation of wide receivers now with Njigba, how good he is, this might be the best we've ever seen.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing is we always look at receivers. If they run a 4.3 or 4.2, they're big and physical. It's not about that. It's about understanding the position. What do I mean about understanding the position? Understanding how to run routes. Understanding how to win at the line of scrimmage. Understanding coverages. Being in tune with your quarterback. So the reason why these guys are successful is because they understand and they're being a complete receiver. And that's all you're seeing. You got Nacua, maybe runs like a 4.6. And you have other receivers that are great in this league that are running 4.6s. But the reason why they get open and create separation is because they understand what they do at the top of the route. To lie with your eyes, burst off the cut, chest over your knees, beat me back to the solids, understanding coverages, beating all these things that you were accustomed to do. Because if you look at Njigba's not the fastest guy, but he is a flat-out technician. That's why he gets open, and that's why you're seeing these guys being so special.
What is, I do not like 7-on-7. I'm not a fan of 7-on-7.
No, I can't stand it.
But why are these young guys so good?
It's because they're getting good coaching. I mean, you can look at a receiver. Just like I think it was about 14 or 15 years ago, I did a camp at UT. And you had all these big guys and running real fast, but they didn't understand technique. And the reason why these young guys are so good is because they got coached well. They understand how to win the line of scrimmage. They understand how to, sail the Naira. They understand how to burst off the cut. They understand those things because a lot of times some coaches get some talented players but don't know how to develop them. So when you start developing receivers with their skill set and understanding technique, I'm telling you, man, that's why these guys are so good because they're getting great coaching.
What's the best advice you ever got from a coach that you carry with you still to this day on being a receiver?
It was Les Steckel. Les Steckel said, play every play like it's your last play. And the thing about it is he taught me this. He said, don't ever take no for an answer. Because I came in, some coaches didn't want me. They wanted another receiver at that time. So he told me, he said, Chris, come in here and be yourself. Trust your technique. And here's the most important one, is you have to be coachable. If you're not coachable, you're not going to win in this league. If you're like, oh, I got it, I know how to do this, then you're going to lose. But if you have a coach that teaches you the right technique, but also you're coachable, you have a recipe for success, my man.
Chris Sanders is with us, Forever Titans wide receiver. with Seattle's defense, though, I mean, if you're looking at – well, let me take it back to the Super Bowl with you.
Sure.
You knew the Rams mm-hmm. had a really good defense. So yep. What was kind of some extra things that you did that you hoped would give you an advantage to be able to make plays against them on game day?
Yeah, and the thing was I had to study my opponent. That's number one. And then the one thing I love about Les Steckel is he said a punt is okay. So I think sometimes if we see
a
team that punts, if we punt, then we think we lost a possession. No, if we get field position, then we have a chance to win. That's why the New England Patriots won against the Denver Broncos. Why? Because they punted and gave them bad field position, and their defense helped them put the offense to score one touchdown and one field goal. So you just got to understand, when you're getting into the Super Bowl, everybody's good, every receiver's good, every cornerback's good, every linebacker's good, but it goes to the point that who is going to make the least amount of mistakes. So if you put somebody back in there, in the red zone or back where they're supposed to be, then I think you're going to make some great chances to get to some plays.
If you are a prospective free agent and you look at the Titans and you see young quarterback that you yep. definitely feel like you can build around and three, really four former head coaches on the coaching staff, including yep. both your coordinators and then an interim with the special teams coordinator, plus Saleh as the head coach.
Yeah,
does that make this an intriguing landing spot for you?
It does, because at the coaching position, you have a lot of experience. We have a lot of coaches that experience, know what they're doing and how to build, you know, some winning teams. I know sometimes their record doesn't show it, but these guys have got a lot of experience, and I think Saleh's going to learn from when he was with the Jets. But, yeah, I think it's intriguing. You got a young quarterback. You got a defensive that's going to get better. You got Simmons. You got Sweat. We don't know what's going to happen with that. You get another guy from the University of Miami, Bain. You add him to that. You get some secondary guys, some shutdown corners. Yes, it's an appealing, because why? You got a great coaching staff. You got a defense that's good. You got a young wide receiver. I mean, a young quarterback that has the potential to do some great things. Absolutely, it's appealing.
We're talking to Chris Sanders on the People Show.
Yeah.
Chris, you know this is the People Show?
It's the People Show, baby. We do it for the people.
That's right. So the Super Bowl Sunday. Take me back to the Saturday night.
Oh my God.
Before you played the Super Bowl. Could you sleep? Did you sleep? What was going through
no.
your mind that Saturday night?
I was nervous, and I think I shared this story last week too. I wasn't nervous that if I was going to play bad. I was just nervous that if I go in motion, I wasn't going to fall. That's the only thing I was thinking about. Because it's national TV. The whole world is watching the Super Bowl, and I just wanted to go out there and just savor it all in. When I walked out of the tunnel to warm up, and I'll never forget this, I walked down, I heard somebody scream my name, and I ran down to the end zone, and it was about 15 or 16 people with an 81 jersey on. So once I did that and I saw that, I could just relax and be like, man, you know what? Even though this game is going on, even though the Super Bowl is going on, I actually fulfilled one of my dreams. So all I did was soak it in. But once I got hit in the mouth on the first play, I'm like, okay, I got to play, because this is just like a regular game.
Yeah, Dre Bly is like, shut your mouth, boy. I'm going to take you down today and do this.
Yeah.
What was – go ahead.
No, go. He did. I mean, he was talking about my mama, my cousin that I know I didn't have. So we was getting after each other.
What was the bus ride like from the hotel the Georgia Dome?
It seemed like it took 45 days. I mean, it was just slow, and you know, I was listening to my music and just kind of savoring it in. And then I'm like, man, when are we ever going to get there? It just felt so surreal. It's kind of like being in a dream, and everything's going so slow. I mean, it's like you're riding by, and you're looking at the trees, you're looking at the apartments, you're looking at all these things. You're like, man, this is going so slow. But once I got off that bus, I just took a deep breath and said, I finally made it. So I was very excited.
Did they introduce the offense or defense, or was it – I don't remember.
I think it was offense. They did offense. you know, Steve McNair ran out the and Eddie George ran out the tunnel. They actually did offense, so you know that's how they handled that.
Yeah, how you know we talk about Super Bowl all the time with you. How vivid is that still for you in your mind?
Is every time it comes around, it's like it was like yesterday, and I can tell you everything I did, the gloves that I had on, the socks that I had. I can actually tell you the steps that I took because you know when you're in an environment that is so something that you dreamt about, it's like you savor the moment. You look at the coaches, you see the stars in the audience, and one of the stars that I had a chance to meet was what's the guy on lost my train of thought? The guy from the Pittsburgh Steelers, the receiver, not Lewis Lips, but. What was the other guy on the other side?
Lynn Swan.
I met Lynn Swan. And when I met Lynn Swan, I was getting ready to ask him, you know, to take a picture. My battery died. So that's kind of what I remember about
glad you were thinking about important things right there, getting a picture with Lynn Swan and do all that. Hey, I've never asked you this. What was the locker – and I don't think I've ever heard this. What was the locker room like after the game?
It was – oh, man. It was sad. And the reason why I say it was sad because – that was the time you saw grown men cry. That was the first time I ever seen Steve McNair cry. That was the first time I ever seen Eddie George cry. And when you have guys that pour their heart into it, pour everything they have to get to this point, and then you lose, I mean, it was a somber moment. But here's the thing that did happen afterwards. Even though we lost, even though, you know, we didn't win, it still brought us together as a brotherhood. And it's something that we'll never forget, nothing that this city will never forget, this country will never forget, because we had 59, 60 guys that come from different places to come for a common goal, to be in the Super Bowl, that even though we lost, we still gained a brotherhood. So I'll never forget it.
Well, let me ask you this. You came in with Steve McNair in 95.
Yes.
After that game and the warrior he was, did you have a new respect for him?
Man. I did. I really did. I mean, to watch him endure what he went through, the year actually leading up to the Super Bowl where he hurt his sternum and he was contemplating, you know, retiring, to watch him overcome that, to watch him, you know, overcome the adversity that he went through, I mean, it just gave me a new, you know, found respect of just Steve McNair as the football player to understand that he went through adversity, he went through trials and tribulations, he went through so many things, but he always endured the pain. Why? Because he made it about everybody else.
Chris, great stuff as always. Who wins on Sunday?
I don't want to count out Mike Vrabel, but I think the Seahawks has a nasty defense, and I think Drake Bly is going to be running for his life.
Yeah.
by the way, I rank my favorite Sanders, Chris number one, Barry number two, Deion number three.
Long on number one. I love
and
it,
then,
brother.
And then Steve Sanders from Beverly Hills 90210 is fourth. So you're my favorite Sanders, buddy.
I appreciate it. I love you, brother, so
what
much,
What about
man.
Colonel Sanders? Where's
he's
at?
Five.
Colonel,
five.
He's got good chicken, man.
He does.
Chris, have a great weekend. Thanks.
Appreciate you, brother. Y'all take care. Thanks.
You too. Chris Sanders joining us here on the program.
When we come back, can I tell you my Barry Sanders story?
You sure can.
From Super Bowl from Radio Row. It's one that's I'll never forget, and people around me will never forget with Barry Sanders.
We will do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.